Blog Talk Radio.
Drop top Porsche, Rolly on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, Jay Sonic, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's DJ Gaspy. Welcome to WBMG Radio Show. I'm the host and MC for the evening. Tonight, I guess, is Sid, Akeet, Steven. Sid, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm on the line.
All right, that's what's up. Sorry for the delay. I think I was a minute or two late getting on. A little problem with my audio clips loading, but we got all that taken care of. So happy Friday, everybody. And again, I hope you had a great week. I hope you're looking forward to a fantastic weekend, and I hope you enjoy my show tonight with my guest, as I said before, Sid, Akeet Stevens. She's the author of the book Own Your Stupidity. It's a book that empowers readers not to run from their past and their mistakes, but to own up to them, I assume. We're going to ask her some few questions about the book in just a second, but Sid, how you doing, and welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Also, thanks for being part of the promotion that I got going on. I'm also known as Gassy, the book promoter, and Sid's appearance on the radio show tonight is a part of that promotion, and I'm glad she accepted my invitation to come on the show and talk a little bit about her book. All right, Sid, so for those people who don't know who you are, just tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
I've always had a passion about writing. I came up with the concept just thinking about my life and the direction that I wanted to help people to go, especially our young generation. And I'm just a regular person like anybody else, but I worked hard throughout my life to achieve certain goals. I have a master's degree in education. And also I'm a mother and wife, just a regular person sharing my everyday experience.
I like the term regular person, but we are all extraordinary in our own ways. So I'm just going to elaborate on it a little bit. You're an ordinary person who's very extraordinary. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the things that you're accomplishing in life, some of your passions, and some of the things that you enjoy doing other than writing books. Now, where in the country do you live? East Coast, West Coast, the South? Where are you from?
I'm what you would call a mutt. I've been living in the South and in the North. I've had the best of both worlds. So I'm proud to be a native of Brooklyn. I've been in Brooklyn for over 20 years. And sometimes I also spent some time in my childhood in Brooklyn, but I'm also from South Carolina. So spent my high school days there and spent time with my family and just really had a great life getting the city experience and the country experience.
All right, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on now. We got to give a big shout-out to Brooklyn. I'm from New York myself, so we're going to give a big shout-out to BK, you know, a do or die bet style. Big shout-out to Brooklyn and, you know, everybody that you know up there and everybody probably that loves and supports you and what you're doing. You know, we can rep the cities, we can rep your hood, but when you said Brooklyn, I'm like, okay, there we go. Brooklyn in the house. Although, you know, you're repping a couple of other places that you live. Now, this particular book, Own Your Stupidity, you said it's your first book that you published. I don't know if it's the first book that you wrote, but it seems like you said it's the first book that you published. What made you want to publish this book? Or, you know, better yet, what made you want to become a writer? Because a lot of people write from journals, or they just were very good in English and like stories. What made you decide to actually become a writer?
Well, I can honestly say I've been a writer just about all my life. I just never published anything. What changed my life was actually my high school teacher. I didn't really know that I had the love for writing until I got in his class, and he made it so difficult for me. So he pushed me in an area that I didn't know that I had, and from then on, I took in a liking for writing. I've had I've done poetry, won poetry contest, and was published with that. But writing the book was a challenge because I also worked full time. So I wanted to just enhance my hobby. And I had such a good time writing and always thinking about what could I do to help people. Like I said, I'm a mother, and when I wrote the book, I wrote the book with my daughter in mind, hoping that I can share my experience, but also encourage other people through my experience.
Well, that's a very noble reason to become an author. I'm a huge fan of African-American authors, actually authors of any color. Literacy, education, and reading. And a lot of authors that I've spoke to, you know, give credit to their teachers or even sometimes their parents for recognizing their love or interest in reading and writing. So, you know, it's good that somebody saw that in you early and on in life and actually kind of, you know, push you on to do that. Now, you said you work. What is it that you do outside of writing? What profession are you in? You're an educator, you're a teacher, or something like that?
No, I'm actually a payroll supervisor for the city. So I spend a lot of time dealing with numbers and analyzing things and statistics and processing paperwork. But in addition to that, I also spend a lot of my time just working with people. Sometimes the job doesn't always give you description, but you got to make it work for you. And that's what I've been doing over the years, working with people, getting to know the needs and wants of people, and hoping that I can make a difference throughout my community.
Wow. That, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that about their jobs. I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of people have a job and anything goes insignificant and nobody notices who they are. Nobody notices the contributions that they work to the company or the difference they can make in their communities by doing a good job and working with people. And that's very important. You know, that's very important because everybody's important. Every job that you do is important. It allows you to support your family and then sometimes support your dreams and your careers that you have outside of work. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. You listen to WBMG Radio. We have my host. I'm the host. And we have our guest, Sis Aki Stevens. She's the author of Own Your Stupidity. It's a book that empowers readers not to run from their past and their mistakes. Now with that title, because I had a lot of people, you know, commenting when I was posting the book and I was talking about the book. I introduced it to a couple of members of my book club, actually all three, the Who's Who in African American Lit group as well as DJ Gatsby's book club. And I was kind of confusing when it says own your stupidity. And people were saying, wait a minute, hold on, I'm not stupid. I'm not owning no stupidity. I'm not embracing my stupidity in any kind of way. But as I read the book, I didn't finish it yet. But as I was reading the book and flipping through it, it basically telling you to recognize your stupidity and recognize the things that you do, not to run from it, just like, you know, learn from it and become a better person. That's what I was getting. And again, I didn't finish the book. What is your definition of the book and its title, and what do you want the readers to grasp from it?
Okay, well, the title, actually, I've always told my daughter to own it, but the stupidity came one day just being frustrated at work, and I did call her stupid. So I thought, I'm going to embrace this and see how I can make it work. And let me just tell you, own your stupidity. We've all made stupid mistakes that we may have regret, but it's not taken as a derogatory remark in your mistakes. It's like when I'm dealing with my child, I like to tell her the positive things that could help her to be a better person. But I also have to own the stupid mistakes that I did make and let her know that is nothing that she can do to make me not have unconditional love for her. So sharing my experiences helps her to understand that we're human. And that's what I really wanted people to understand. We all are human and we have fall short. So I share my experience, but I also have some good lessons with those experiences.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at the synopsis of the book, and I'm going to read it real quick. So the woman examines different stages in her life, including tribulation. Can she be a product of her own environment without her biological father around? It has an impact on many of her decisions, especially when it comes to love. As she confronts life, she cannot deny what has been unfair to her. With different self-examinations and growth, the unconditional love of her grandmother and the power of forgiveness, she is also able to accept her own responsibilities and still have inner peace. By owning her truth, she has become more appreciative and thankful for the things that really do matter, her family and her supportive friends. Now, I don't want to give any of the book away, but it seems as if you're telling a woman's story as your, the statement, own your stupidity. And I can imagine a lot of women, having issues like this in life, growing up without their father, having issues in life that they can't deal with or struggling with, and then having the family to support them. Is there a main character in this book? Is there a female main character in this book, Own Your Stupidity?
The main character would be me just sharing my experiences in life. And and I didn't really mention anyone's name per se in the book. So the reason why I did it that way, I wanted to take the attention away from the person and make it more about the issues. Many of us have people who either experience not having their parents around. Some people have told me that parents have been in the household and they still had an emptiness about them. So at a young age, I was still looking for approval, and I realized at the end of the book that it wasn't about approval. It was about me growing as a person, and I was hoping that I can relate that message to people, because when you grow, you learn from your mistakes, but you also have to acknowledge the struggles that they've been through.
Well, so the book is actually loosely based on your life and situations that you went through, and I see. As I'm flipping through the book, it's a very interesting read. There's a lot of situations that women would go through, and I'm sure a lot of women would relate to the situations that you deal with and overcome in the book, as well as men. A lot of times when you read books like this that went by women, it gives men, I got a lot of male readers that follow me in DJ Gass's book club and Who's Who in African American Lit, and they use these opportunities to read these books to get a better understanding of women and some of the things that they go through in life. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. We're here with Sid Ike Stevens. She's the author of the book, Own Your Stupidity. A very interesting book so far. We've haven't touched on everything that we're going to talk to her about, but we've definitely covered some ground. Now, you also told me that this book has been adapted for a screenplay or a short film. Tell us a little bit about that process and how you were able to get that done. We'll talk about the film in a minute, but how were you able to get your book adapted for a short film? Because a lot of authors I talk to, the first thing they say, I want my book made into a play, or I want a screenplay done, I want my book made into a movie. How was that process for you to go from a book to having it adapted to a short film?
Well, the filmmakers reached out to me when they read the book and asked me if I didn't mind doing a short film. And I turned them down at first because I really wanted to make it about the book. But then they came to me again and approached me and told me that they wanted to change lives with the story. So that was my objective for the book. So I wanted to also appeal to people, and they reassured me that it would be done well on camera. So the short film doesn't cover the entire book. We're trying to see if we can either be picked up for a bigger film or have a sequel of another short film to complete the story, because the book covers not just the fatherless generation, but other concerns that may be on people's minds.
Wow. All right, now, the name of the production company, I think, is Connected Productions. Is that your production company, or is it somebody you just became affiliated with when it was time to get the book adapted for a short film?
Well, at the beginning, it was We Connected Production, LLC. But within 1 year, I've learned a lot about the business. So now we are equal partners. So I have my own business, and I'm promoting the film as well.
Okay. Now, so where have you progressed with the film? I mean, is it in production? Is it completed? In distribution now? What is the status of the film version of the book?
We're still in production. We have one last film in to do mid-February, and then the film will be completed, and then we're going to have the movie and a short film festival to try to get it out there so that people can see what we're doing. And hopefully we'll be picked up. If not, then there are other alternatives that we're looking forward to trying out. But it's really up to the people. And I just hope that people will see the story. It's a great story, and I believe it will make a difference.
Yeah. Well, I believe you're doing the right thing now about promoting the book and bringing attention to the book, and then as well as talking about the film at the same time. So you'll get people to read the book, and then there will come more interest in the film once the opportunity comes for them to see it, to purchase it, or to, help you or support you in getting the film out there and bring attention to it. Now, what are some of the other things that you do besides your job, besides the books? What are your hobbies and interests outside of those two things?
Well, I'm just a person that's easygoing. I really love cooking. I love spending time with children and helping them through their personal concerns, just really trying to mentor people and help them. I do the best I can to reach out to people, find out what they need, and just being that better person. I'm a lot better than I was 20 years ago, and I'm thankful.
I'm thankful because
I had my grandmother in my life at that time, and she showed me a lot of kindness, and I learned from her how to give back to people.
Okay. Now, are there any specific charities, nonprofits, or organizations that you work with in particular that you'd like to mention?
No. This is something that I do on my own.
Okay.
And through the grace of God, I'm just trying to find a way. No organization. Nobody really directing me. It's just prayer and meditation and just putting myself out there.
I get it. You're just, you know, like being a powerful example in everything that you do. And that's, you know, and sometimes that's the best way. I mean, the people who come into your life, the people who you come into contact, you can be, you know, that mentor or that voice or even that person who listens to people who try to help them deal with, you know, everyday situations in their life. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. We're live with Sid Aki Stevens, the author of Own Your Stupidity. We've talked about her book. We've talked about the film, her life, and the things that she tries to do to make a difference in the lives of people that she meets and comes around. Now, what plans do you have for the future? Is there another book? Is there another film? You know, what can your readers look forward to from you in 2018 as far as books are concerned?
Well, I was thinking about another book. I have it on the shelf. I have the whole concept. But this time around, I'm hoping not to be self-published with this. I'm self-published with Own Your Stupidity because it's my personal story. But
yes,
from that point on, I hope to find a good publisher to help me with more projects that I would like to do.
Well, there's definitely a lot of publishers out there that can either publish for you. I'm a publisher as well. WBMG Publishing is my company. I publish about 4 authors and about 7 or 8 books. I'm currently working on my own book, re-releasing the book that I did. But there are a lot of publishers out there, you know, boutique publishers. There's also major publishing houses as well. But as everyone out there knows, it's very hard to get a publishing deal, even with a boutique publisher or a small independent publisher like myself. There's a lot that goes into it. A lot of people do go the self-publishing route, but not through a third-party publishing program. I noticed you went through Zalibris for this particular book. And, you know, it's you know, they assist you with the publishing process, but, you know, you can always form your own publishing company, publish yourself, or, again, excuse me, you know, shop your book around to publishers. I'd definitely be interested in looking at your manuscripts or anything that you had or, you know, helping you in any kind of way becoming a self-publisher. You know, that's also something that I do. All right, you know, the time
Thank
is
you.
Almost up. I'm sorry?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to talk more anyway. We talked before this interview, and we didn't touch on a lot of things about the book, but I think we've become friends. And I admire your work and what you do. And I spoke to you about some of the things that I'm working on, and you offered to help me as well. So I appreciate, you know, your support. And if anybody will tell you, I work with people on any level, you know, all the time. You know, networking and working with each other is something that a lot of us don't do, and it's something that we should do. We're surrounded by talented people who could help each other in tremendous ways. But for some reason, whether it's through pride or just wanting to do things on our own, we don't allow people to help us, so we don't reach out for help. I'm not one of those people. And if I have been, you know, going forward, I don't want to be anymore, you know. But we'll definitely talk more about that after the show. Now, for people who are interested in purchasing copies of On Your Stupidity, where can they buy the book at?
Well, I've had private readings and events, but if they haven't attended those events, or they could just Google On Your Stupidity by Sid Ikei Stevens, and it will come up under Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, Expedia.com, Walmart.com, even eBay. All you got to do is just Google it.
Okay. So you can just Google On Your Stupidity, and that's on most of the websites that you buy books. You just mentioned Amazon, of course, and some of the other places. Now, for people trying to follow you on social media, I don't know how much you use social media, but I know you are on Facebook. Are you also on Twitter, Instagram, or some of the other social media platforms or the website you can mention?
Yes, I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I haven't been utilizing my website because the other social medias have been keeping me really busy. So I'm okay for now.
Yeah. Social media is kind of tough. You know, I've been doing a lot of promotions on there and work with a lot of people trying to help them, bring awareness to their books and to their brand. And it gets kind of tough at times. You got to be creative. You got to be persistent. And you also have to make yourself available. Now, are you planning any book signing or any events where people can meet you and get autographed copies of your book this year?
Haven't done anything recently because the whole year of 2017, that's what I've been doing. But at this current moment, I'm just really concentrating on the film and just going out to people personally and just asking them to support the book. And it's been really successful doing it that way.
Okay. All right, well, the time's just about up. 30-minute really goes quick. Promise that you'll come back on the show in the future. We could talk more, about your book and even the film. Is there any shout-outs, dedications, or anybody you want to say anything to your fans and those who support your books and your film projects? Anything you want to say to those people out there before we go?
I just would like to thank everybody for supporting the book. And also those who have came to the private screenings of the film. I really appreciate everyone coming out and showing me love.
Well, I definitely want to stay in contact with you because I want to see the film. Probably going to finish reading the book and posting my reviews on Amazon as well as Goodreads in a week or two. I'll definitely be in touch. All right, once again, it's WBMG Radio with DJ Gatsby. We just spoke with Sid Ikei Stevens. Sid, time is up. We got to go. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, keep in touch. I'm going to be promoting your book all through Black History Month, the month of February, and keep in touch with me. Once again, the WBMG Radio Show, we're here every Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. I think next Friday, I guess it's going to be best-selling author LaDonna Marie talking about her book, Alligator That Makes New Friends. So, Sid, thank you so much. You're going to end the show now. God bless you, my sister. Thank you for coming on the show. And I wish you nothing but success in with the film, the book, and all that you do.
Thank you so much. And right back at
you. All right. Good night. God bless everybody. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
rubber band. You don't stand, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, stretching on the gram, like, hey, hit the little John, okay, okay. Oh, yeah, we're dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Cause I love